first hurdle was the state said, you have to pay a $7,500 to test your module. So we fought with them over that. Ended up, Carpel ponied up the money because they had contacted with us to provide the service, so they ultimately kept their contract. But now, it's actually kind of absurd to look at the email communication between the state and our vendor, and because I just sit there and think, I'm not a technician, but are you kidding?
It's,
do you not understand that we need to just tie in with this aspect of it? It's really frustrating to watch. And maybe New Dawn, I have no idea, maybe New Dawn will have a lot better experience.
I don't think it's a vendor issue, it's a state court issue. We've had people there discussing for over a year and a half now, and they keep changing the rules of engagement, because I don't think the conclusion that we've reached, they don't know what they're doing, and therefore they can't communicate to us so we can create the pathway that we need.
Right.
Whether it's IT addresses or portals, whatever it is, this conversation, they don't know.
No, they
have no idea.
They keep changing.
So here's what they keep telling us, which is what kind of makes me a little frustrated. They have a couple of private vendors, like two or three, that they've said, they said go and work through a conduit through them. Which makes me feel like there's a scam going on here.
That's the
there's that scam.
Yeah.
Because as a government agency to government agency, I should be able to have a portal and a link that I don't have to go through a private vendor to pay for.
Well, we did.
Why should you pay a private vendor to get connection with the public office?
Public.
So just for what it's worth, that's been our experience.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's just bullshit.
You know, hopefully I can report sometime. Maybe I'll try and send it up to Bob when I can get connected.
But
one of the other real challenges with that, I think, is going to be the charge table. Because as you know now, as you're inputting in the court system, you have to select the charges, which are in the court's charging table. And I really have no idea whether our charging table is going to match theirs.
We did a lot of work with PIMS to make that work, and it was going pretty smoothly, but now we got different vendors.
Yeah, and that's why I say I don't know whether that's going to work out. So just, I'll send Bob an update when we know anything, but it has been real frustrating.
What's the status on
that? Yeah, okay, so let me bring you up to speed on everything that I've been doing. Since our last meeting, Blake Nakamura and I met with Representative Hutchings one more time and, talked with him, said, here's everybody's concerns, here's what we're doing. And I tried to make it very clear that we were asking for money for for counties and cities. Okay, so, it seemed like he was supportive of that. And so what happened then, in the meantime, Salt Lake County Mayor McAdams tasked their lobbyists to meet with Blake and Lisa Ashman and I to give us some guidance on how to approach the legislature
so we could lobby them.
In the meantime, Representative Hutchings' Appropriations Subcommittee, they had a meeting in November that we got invited to. So their advice, his advice was very helpful. The AG's office, just so you know, when Sean took office a year ago, they did an internal audit. They don't have computer systems. They don't have case management. They're using WordPerfect, Excel to track their cases. And so as a result of this audit, you've got to get this. So the AG's office and their budget that they submitted to the governor for new computers as well as a case management system, and they're looking at Carpel New Dawn product as well. I sat in a meeting where we had talked about the results of this audit. And it was my understanding when we came out of that meeting that they were going to advocate on behalf of the entire state's prosecutors to, for the legislature to fund this.
Spence Austin was here, and we discussed that collectively, and that was my understanding too.
Okay.
But keep going. So.
But that's not the case. So what happened before the Appropriations Committee is General Reyes said, no, I'm here just asking for money from my own office, which... I knew that before I went in, but I was kind of pissed because that's not what my understanding was. So then we got up, Scott Morrill and I, who, if you guys know Scott, he's the one from the AG's office that did
the evaluation.
Thank you. Yeah. And so he and I got up there and I said, okay, you know, I understand that AG's asking for money. We're asking for money for the same thing. Is what I later realized is that they think that you know, if they purchase New Dawn, that it will be for the AG's office tailored for their specific system. And I said, no, their product really is primarily Orcarpel, whichever one they go with, is a criminal case management software, and then you guys are going to have to be the ones to fork over the additional money to tailor it to your needs. And I don't think they understood that. But what ultimately it came down to is Brian Tarver told me that if, and this was because Hutchings said that they're not going to pay two amounts, one for the AG's office and one for us. So Tarbert said if Hutchings will say, yes, we will as a committee appropriate funds to purchase for cities, counties, and the AG's office, then the AG would go to bat and they would help, you know, help us with that, negotiate whatever. But if that is not the case, then we're on our own and the AG is going
to,
you know.
But it was supposed to be collective to begin with. That was the whole idea. I mean, the whole idea was, the whole idea was prosecution for state, county. It included AG, it included. And the way I heard it is that as this conversation was going, that somebody from the civil side came up and they were actually talking about getting a different system than whatever the state one-time money purchased. So the wrench that got thrown in was the pitch that we were making collectively was, you can do a one-time appropriation, which the legislature is likely to do. It would be which would help us buy the software for county attorneys and whoever else, including the Attorney General's office, and that would be a one-time investment that will be done. And the way I heard is that the civil side came up and said, no, we don't want to have this one-time investment of one system. We want to be able to buy our own separate system because our civil needs are going to be different, which makes no sense, but okay, whatever. That monkey wrench then created the bifurcation, which is to say the AG's office needs two systems, and they couldn't go with us, and they kind of abandoned us and jettisoned the rest of the state and all of us and all the agreement that we had made initially.
And that's where they just don't understand it, because they're going with Scott's recommendation. Let's look at Carpell.
And my understanding is that whoever the technical advisor was saying, no, you don't need two separate systems.
Right.
The one system will meet the needs of both the civil and the criminal. We can do it all in one package, but that was rejected.
Right,
so,
and that, yeah, so.
Which makes us all look stupid in front of the legislature.
It makes us look incredibly stupid in front of the legislature.
So, I'm still trying to get with Hutchings to, you know, if to say yay or nay. And then earlier this week, Steve and I met with Gary Crane and Roger too, so I'm losing my voice. Will you kind of recap that?
Basically obviously the league is a pretty strong lobbying entity up there, and so we basically took our proposal then, how can we couch this in such a way that it would be acceptable to the legislature, and we told them what was going on, they said, you know, probably the biggest problem is that you've got a bunch of jurisdictions that have already jumped ship, and so it's one of those things where counties and cities, like always, the state dumps something on us and we handle it. I mean, the e-citations was, you know, the prime example. They just dumped that on it, but the local jurisdictions handled it. And so they thought that, you know, we might be able to go for one-time seed money, but our best argument is simply going to be that the state pays for the connection between our programs and the state and for everything else with likely be on our own, because, you know, all the legislature has to do is look at those entities that already resolved the problem on their own.
Well, our intention was not to create problems.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you did.
Right, I know that they look at that, but the reality is it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive. We have, I think, 15 users, and our investment is about $100,000 for 15 users. Get it up and running. And part of the challenge is any software you get, whether you go with New Dawn or whether you go with Carpet, the other thing is you're going to have to customize it to a certain degree. And I will say that our $100,000 investment, they host it, so there's no hardware investment or anything like that. So
it's going to be expensive any way you cut it. And you're going to have ongoing expenses to maintain it. So.
Yeah, so Roger, what he was pointing out is he differentiated between what is a crisis versus what is simply an aggravation. So he said our biggest, the best argument to make to the legislature is the e-filing problem, you know, that there's not a patch. In the way, I speak for all the jurisdictions, and correct me if I'm wrong, is everybody's having to duplicate data entry. Has anybody gone yet and actually hired new personnel to do the data entry, or are you just requiring that your admin staff?
We're doing twice the work.
So, because he was saying. Okay, so if you had to hire new personnel, that's not a crisis, that's just an aggravation.
That's just an aggravation. And really? The argument is that, you know, you let Spanish Fork go out of the beta site, and they've had all these problems, and you haven't addressed the problems. And yet the deadline never changed for the filing.
Sam, have you guys decided whether you're going to purchase or not? Are you still waiting to see?
We were waiting. We've been waiting because this was our hope to get everybody together. But I'm just sitting here going, I'm going, geez, I just wasted another 6 months, and we're 6 months behind. I have no guidance from Third District Court. We have no sort of, we can't figure out the patch. I'm sitting here, okay, my thing is I've got $700,000 set aside, so I might as well go ahead and purchase my thing because everybody's sort of doing their own thing here, especially if I have the Attorney General just bail and just jump ship, shame on us if we're going to let that happen and not let him know or that this is bullshit. Next time I see them, I'm going to tell them. We had an agreement. We were supposed to go down there. You guys abandoned us. I mean, at least I'm going to say that to him and get it off my chest. But this is bullshit. We're all prosecutors trying to get work done here, for God's sake. I have no cooperation from the courts, and no cooperation from our Attorney General, who's supposed to be, who made an agreement with us when we all sat here together, knowing what kind of a crisis we were in.
Just a quick quote from JustWare. They just quoted us. We have 7 users, $25,000 up front, $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
I closed the book real quickly when they said $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Now, Roger brought up
I don't know who. I mean, really, literally, our experience with the vendors, JustWare never bid on ours, so we were in. We chose Cartel because that's the only person who bid. The reality is, our experience with it is, whether you choose JustWare or Cartel or another one, you're going to have to do some customization, and there's going to be additional expenses no matter how you cut it. So,
and I think, keep
in mind, your first investment is not your final investment.
Well, and part of the thing is, look, what we were trying to do, all of us, was to say, okay, should we then put out an RFI as a pool of counties, because then we are increasing the purchasing price, lowering the purchasing point price down, negotiating better outcomes. Because if we're going to bring 200 customers or 150 customers as a part of the parcel, that's a very different incentive for a company than bringing 5 in, 10 in, and piecemealing it, right? I mean, I've got 100. I'm gonna have probably 170 users, and so for me, it's gonna be my opening conversation is somewhere between $600,000 to $750,000. That's what we're gonna start at, But I would much rather have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 counties or people coming together, so I can go down and say, look, here's the deal. You're not going to get a better offer than this. I'm going to bring you 300 end users. What is the price point you can give us? That's what we were trying to do. That's what we were trying to do with the state one-time purchase. That was the whole idea, because then if we got the blessings, we could go down with 600 users or 500 users. And I'm telling you, you put an RFI nationally with 500 users, 600 users, you're going to have 15 companies fighting over bidding on it. I mean, you're the person. If you give them 600-700 users on a contract,
that makes a big difference.
It makes it. They'll write the program that you want.
Right. And we
and
may,
to some degree, they will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we may have to do that like what Jeff did, you know, come under SIM. But Roger said that if the AG's office actually purchases it, that the rest of us could the rest of you guys could purchase under the AG's license. That's but it. I don't know how that works, but that's, he thinks that we could do that. But
there,
that's
the license that gives you the state, it should be a state contract.
Contracts
right
in town. Yeah. There's a state's procurement thing that we can piggyback on as counties and municipalities.
But who says what kind of deal they're going to
get? Yeah, who knows? Right. And what their parameters are and whether they're going to share it with us, you know?
Like, you might be able to purchase it, but you're going to be ending up paying your own training and stuff because the way Jeff has got it, that's great because the cities can come in and train under them at the same time. Otherwise, you're on your dollars. That training isn't cheap, and you're going to need it. When you make the change, these database changes, they don't go that smoothly because there's a lot of changes in what you do.
Yeah.
You need the training.
I apologize. I've got to rest.
Yeah, no.
So.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, and that may be what we have to do is, you know, like what Jeff has done, the northern counties, maybe they come in under Cache County. I mean, I don't know. But,
is that why the AG's office didn't show up today? This is the first time I can remember them not sending a team.
Yeah, I don't know. I was told that Spence Austin was going to be here, so. So that's kind of where we're at, case management.
Is it dead?
Yeah. Now maybe everybody here needs
here's
to send an email to the dispense at Sean and say thank you for abandoning us after you made a commitment to us. I'll be happy to send one.
See you.
I'm not giving up yet. I'm still, you know, I'm going to get some information. We're going to get back with Roger, and he's going to, because I haven't been successful getting back with Hutchings. He says he can get a meeting overnight. So, yeah, it's kind of dire news right now, but I don't think it's dead yet.
Has Justor changed their tune? Because they were, the big cost when we were talking to them was to get it customized for your office. And then it was pretty cheap after that. But 25 up front, 50 every year after that, that's a whole different way.
A year ago, the quote was $30,000 and $12,000 a year. $12,000 a year for the
ongoing licenses. Right?
What, now it's 50, but they dropped me 25 up front. I mean, $5,000 up front.
That doesn't make sense.
How big a year?
How big is that?
They changed the whole deal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they've really switched it.
They already know the whole deal.
If you want a barometer of what we paid, we've contracted for 50 users, so the get it installed and ready to go is $70,000, and we're paying about $32,500, I think, per year for maintenance. Locked in for 3 or 5 years.
$500 per user per year.
What?
$500 per user per year.
Something around there.
Did Jeff say those stats again?
Yeah, that's what you
50 users at $70,000.
Correct.
You got to do it in conjunction.
$32,500 for maintenance and. Like I said, the cities that in my county that want to share the database, they can come in for the same annual maintenance cost with no upfront cost unless they want to. By the way, we also told them to save costs. You just give us Cache County's package to start with because we were trying to save some costs. We assume they did a pretty good job getting it together. We've seen it. And then the tweaks should be less significant.
And were they willing to do that?
And I know that Ron won't say this, so I'll say it for Ron. Can you imagine what PIMS would look like if this kind of money from the each entity would have been put into this program? We wouldn't even be having this discussion.
We should.
Colorado, that's what they did, is they developed their own, you know, for the kind of cost that we're talking, but they developed their own, and I mean, they're actually looking at starting to sell their product because they really like it. Colorado, they had New Dawn or JustWear for a while, and they developed a product that they like better than JustWear. Anyway, the offense table, we can table this discussion for next time, but the concern is regardless of what happens, is who is gonna update the offense table? Like Mark was saying, is that gonna continue to be a UPC function? You know, that doesn't really fall within Ed's grant parameter. And so you know, maybe we'll just table it, but just think about it, is that's an issue that we're going to have to address, because what Carpel is not doing it, is that correct for you?
If they had a state contract, they would have to.
Right, but they're not doing it for you individually.
Well, they will. Yeah, they will. But the reason they're not is under our original discussions, there was a belief that there would be an offense table that they would update. I don't think that's remained static.
Yeah.
Because the courts now have an offense table. I have no idea where they created it.
Oh.
And I have no idea whether our offense table in our database is going to match.
My recollection is, this is like before you were here, Bob. Bob kind of committed to keep doing that. We kind of relied on that, so we hope UPC would do that.
Okay.
If not, we'll come up with another solution. It's got to be UPC or SWAB.
Yeah.
We've got to be involved, or we'll...
Well, no, I agree. I mean, that was Ed's biggest, you know, as we talked about as a staff, is we've got to have a prosecutor involved in, you know, creating the offense table. We can't just simply rely on the court to do it. So.
They care about statutes. We care about charging languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big differences.
So, okay, so we'll table this for another time, but again, that's just an issue we need to address. So, let's see, that takes us to
training committee.
Yeah.
State training committee report.
Okay, well, we covered most of the things that are upcoming. I'll be quick since we're running a little bit long. But so we've got, obviously, the rest of this year is set. Maryland alluded to the white-collar crime that they've been asking us to do, and the training committee's recommendation was, and the recommendation of this body is, let's kind of do the white-collar crime the way that we do the civil government practices, that basically they've got that group out there. You know what it is that you want to hear. You put the stuff together on your own, and then we'll be the support staff for that. So that's kind of the direction that we headed on that one. We did have a good meeting. I was still on narcotics from Sweden, but hey, I'm doing okay. I actually remembered the trip. I don't know what else you'd want to hear. We don't have. Like she said, I mean, Maryland covered most of it. But the regional updates back, which we thought were valuable because of the one-on-one interaction with law enforcement. And, I don't know what else that you want to hear from us.
Next meeting at the very end.
Yeah, we've got a meeting scheduled again in Ogden on the 26th of March. And we're going to look at some of the new facilities that they have in Ogden. Thanks. That's it. I'll be done.
Okay, Chris, do you want to report on UPAA?
Let me introduce Chris. Chris is our new UPAA chair. She will be for the next 2 years, and so welcome her.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm looking forward to working with the board, and our UPAA conference this year is at the St. George Marriott Courtyard on June 24th through the 26th, and hope you'll send all your staff. It's a great conference. We're really excited about the agenda that we're working on. Also, we have re-elected Kim Lee to our board for her fifth term. She's a great asset to the board because of her experience. So that's about all I can have to report. Haley Christensen from Utah County is our new co-chair.
Just a couple of quick things that are on there. Just for your information, the advanced trial skills this next year is going to be the McNeil case out of Utah County. So that should be a good one. So we're going to keep on with that. We decided to bounce train the trainers for at least another calendar year.
Okay.
If that's all right with the board.
We've already pretty much done that. Yes, we did skip Jeff.
Okay.
Make sure.
Skip
yeah,
Jeff.
He's already.
Skip Jeff.
The CCJJP report, we've heard it. Twice now. Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
I don't know.
Chris, more? Nope. Then we're to Donna and Ed. Give me reports.
I don't know how much anybody wants to hear, because I've already talked probably too much about stuff that I'm doing. I have a report. Most of my requests for training this year, and I expect to continue, is going to be on the trauma stuff, so I'm working on that quite a lot these days. Another thing that's kind of
The main thing I'm doing is regional toxicology training for prosecutors, essentially using videos, case law, and advocacy points to show how blood gets from a suspect's arm all the way through the system to the tox lab in a final report and back to court, and dealing with every single defense that can be brought up along the way. The second thing is the introduction of the Draeger 5000 oral fluids drug testing instrument that's being introduced in the state. UHB has two of them, and we're rolling that out end of the month. The first people will be used on is APNP people on supervision who come in for drug tests. That's really it. If you would like, there's plenty of information about the Draeger instrument on the UPC forum, and if you'd like me to come teach that to your prosecutors, your live prosecutors, the regional talks update, I'd be happy to do that. That's the end of mine. That's it.
Other business. Any other business we need to bring up? And I guess, are we looking at an executive session?
Yes.
We entertain a motion to go in and out of an executive session for employee issues.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I think it was Garson.
No.
Who motioned and seconded for Marilyn?
Steve motioned and who seconded?
Steve.
Oh, it's Steve and Scott.
So you should stop, record on something different.